T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Mike. How are you? The great Michael Irvin, the playmaker, number 88, the Hall of Famer, one of the great receivers of all time. Hi, Michael.
Now, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
Do you ever go back and forth with people on Twitter, like haters the way Kevin Durant does, or no?
I don't go back and forth, but I may ding you one time.
Oh, what does that mean, ding? No, I don't. What does
just,
ding
just,
mean?
Just drop a little something on your head and drop it in a way that you may not like it. But ooh. I will still drop the last thing I drop hit you with is a buddy. Like I may say, come on, man, you can't possibly be this daft, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just in case anybody ever tries to come back, you can say, but I hit him with a buddy.
That's true. Once you use the buddy, it changes everything.
And so, right. And so people always say, Mike, why do you always say buddy? I said, because we're just buddies with everybody. We're just buddies, you know? So yeah, I like playing with that. I won't go back and forth too much. And what you got to be careful with that, because once you pick out one of the guys or one of the people that's kind of trolling and you try to ding them, now everybody thinks, because it's all a game, they're trying to figure out what touches a nerve.
Exactly.
To make you respond.
Yep.
So once they get you, now they know, okay, I know how to get his attention. And that's the only stuff that comes after you. And I got too much stuff out there to let that be a place where I'm going to be all day.
Mm. Michael, if you are Ben McAdoo, how could you ever let Eric Flowers play left tackle again?
Because they don't have him sitting in the refrigerator somewhere where I can just go and get that. You know what I mean? That's just what it is right there, man. They're so hard to find. They really are hard to find. Good tackles are hard to find. You know, it's so funny how the game has changed. I was watching, who was that having a conversation about this? Because we were talking, they were talking about how defensively you put the best athletes on defense. And I don't necessarily buy that. You know, you put the best athletes on defense and the defensive line, physically and athletically, skill set wise, is so much better than the offensive line. You know, and I see where, like, wide receivers or things like that, you get a great athlete and he can't catch, you throw him at cornerback. You put him, you know what I mean? So you go cover somebody if he can't consistently catch a ball. But I don't necessarily think all the greatest athletes go play defense over offense. I just think, you know, it's just, this game has changed so much, man, and the speed coming off the corner is incredible. Man, Von Miller did some Houdini-type stuff in Denver, man. That San Diego Chargers game and even a Dallas game, when you say hut, before you hit the T, you said hut. Before the T comes out, Von Miller's hitting you in the mouth. I mean, it looks like he's off sides every time, but he's not. He's just an incredible, incredible athlete.
You know, before we continue, Michael, I have to say that your report is brought to you by New York Community Bank online at mynycb.com and Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Visit them at securitydodge.com. All right, so let's continue with the Giants. I mean, their offense is putrid. I mean, right now, and this is crazy to say, but it's true. I mean, you know, this is the reality through two games. The Jet offense is actually better than the Giants through two games, and that's really something. What is, beside the offensive line, is there more that you see with the Giant offense than just the line right now?
Yeah, there's more we all see. Let's be real. Let's go back to how'd you get to this philosophy. You know, for a couple times, Eli, let's be real. I know he's a Manning and an untouchable, but let's go ahead on and mess with Elliott Ness a little bit here. Let's be real. Eli has led the league in turnovers and things a couple times. So you figure, well, you say to yourself, you know what? we're going to open this thing up more. No, we're not going to go find and focus on finding a solid run game and give Eli support. We're going to put it in the hands of Eli. This is how Ben McAdoo got that job. This is how he got that job. You get real good with the quarterback. You let him call the plays that he wants to call. You know, get him what he wants, and we'll get shot. That's how they got the job in Tampa. That's where we are now. And you put it all on Eli without giving him the offensive line and not giving him any kind of real run support, and you're getting what you're getting. Let's just be real. That's what you're getting. And Eli's not mobile, and those guys are coming around the corner and putting him in some situations, and sometimes he's just letting that ball go.
Eli hasn't been great. The receivers haven't been great. The offensive line's been putrid. They can't run the football, which is a lot on the offensive line. But there also were some big drops in this game led by Brandon Marshall. Mm. Marshall drop
was a killer.
That was a killer.
Yeah, down the sideline, that was a big one. That was a big one. And he tried to stand up and say that was on him and everything and take responsibility and everything. But that was a big one. And it hit you right in the gut. You know, it hit you right in the gut. And Eli do that now. He can do that. He'll make those throws. He'll do some things. It'll go crazy. But when the chips are down, and this attitude is incredible, man. When the chips are down, bam, he'll hit you with one. You know what I mean? And it's going to hit you right in the basket, man, in him. Or it's going to give you an opportunity, Tyree. You know what I mean? You got to be able to make those plays. Because if you make those plays, you ultimately win the games. That's what he did, the Super Bowls, and that's what he is. He won't always be perfect. But when it gets real crazy and real pressured, he'll still make that play because he just seems like he has the attitude to not let it all get to him. And you have to be ready to make that play.
All right, Ezekiel Elliott, brutal day against the Broncos, 8 yards rushing. Did you feel that he quit on his football team?
Are you joking? Are you joking? You guys, let me tell you something, guys, and I say this, man.
Danian Tomlinson said it.
Yeah, and we're going to have a conversation about this tomorrow night. Tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football, we'll have an open conversation about this, and we'll have the LT involved and everything and all of that. Now, let me tell you, and I there are a lot of things that I've gone through. I've had a lot of valleys, some things that I brought on myself, and some things I've been falsely accused of, and all of that stuff. And I don't care what anyone says. I'm a peer football player, a competitor, period. That's what I am. Out of all the things I've gone through in life, when it comes to something disturbing me and most, none of them are tantamount to being called a quitter as a pure football player and a pure competitor. And the kid was so far away from quitting that to even bring that up, I think, is just absolutely wrong.
It's absolutely wrong.
So there's a difference between frustration and quitting. There's a huge difference.
But you would agree. You would agree the effort on those interceptions,
they were not there from him. The frustration got to him.
Okay.
Yes, I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. But that's not saying I quit. I guarantee you, I can pull up on every Sunday, I can pull up 50 dudes that did that. At least 50. If I ain't gonna put no tiny comb through it, I can put an Afro pick through it and find that in film. That's how widespread that is. I've done it. I bet every football player that has ever lived, has ever walked feet on earth, has done that. And to go and call that man a quitter after leading the league in rushing last year and getting over 100 yards last week, and you pull two plays out of 60 and say, oh, he's a quitter, I think it's absolutely not right.
You know, watching that game, and obviously a lot of things went wrong, and the Broncos played.
And there was no holes to run, guys. Water. I mean, the purest form of H2O couldn't find a hole. And water always finds the path of least resistance. There was no path of least resistance. You know, and it got one time, Did you see Coach come and say, Elliott, get in the game? He said, no, I'm done, Coach. I'm done. I'm done for the day. Let somebody else run. That's quitting.
Yeah.
That's quitting.
I tell you, Dez Bryant was the best cornerback for the Cowboys. He made some plays saving Dak from interceptions before he threw those two picks. Dez did a very good job making sure there weren't even more interceptions thrown by Dak in this game.
Yeah, and that's his job. That's his job. I'm not giving you praise for that. That's your job. That gives you the comfort for me to say, okay, I'll throw more at you no matter what. And if Dez is smart, like what I would do, I don't care. Not Detroit did it any time or too much. But the ball can go 100 yards over my head. I run back to Detroit. I said, man, listen, God done it. I should have gotten that one. That's on me. Because I can't have you thinking when you drop back, oh, if I don't make a perfect throw, Michael, he's going to come back and yell and say something. Man, you can throw it any kind of way you can throw it. I don't care how it leaves your hand. I don't care how it comes towards me. Just throw it towards me. I don't want you thinking about it, and I'll take care of it. So don't worry. If I don't get it, I will rip head from body to make sure the next man don't get it. But I want to give you comfort. Throw the ball. That's what Dez is supposed to do.
Talking to the great Michael Irvin. All right, give me a reason. Besides the fact, look, obviously I'm a football junkie. I love the football. I'll watch the game tomorrow night. But give me a reason that I really, that the average guy should watch the Rams and the 49ers tomorrow night.
Well, first of all, you're seeing a pretty good young team and some young talent that's starting to come together in the Rams. And I like what I'm seeing with Sean McVay. And it goes back to why I always say, guys, if you're getting a young quarterback, if you're going to invest that first pick, second pick, up in there, and a young quarterback, I want to have an offensive-minded head coach. Because I want that quarterback
right,
to feel
right,
like
right.
It's his team. You know this kid. Think about it. When you got a defensive-minded head coach, you got the Jeff Fisher and stuff like that. Jeff Fisher, all his life, has gotten to the place he is winning football games, playing defense. So you don't give that young man the feeling that this is your team, I need you to lead this team. He's on edge because you're looking at him, he's looking at you. You remember as a defensive coordinator how good you felt when you were going against a rookie quarterback. And you're like, man, I don't want to give no other team that. So you don't even play the man. Sean McVay comes in and he puts in a system that fits the skill set of the talent that they have. He goes and get a cup and say, listen, here you go right here now. This is your blanket lino. Anytime you get in trouble or you think about it, you throw the ball to him. They've done some great things, and they're doing some good things and with the Rams, and I think it's worth watching.
Well, I'll tell you what's worth watching. You and LaDainian Tomlinson talking about Ezekiel Elliott.
Tomorrow, huh?
I want to watch
right
that.
After him?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have that conversation.
By the way, when you do it, this is terrible for me to say, but I got to do it because it feels right for me to say this because you could go right to this. You're going to bring up the AFC Championship game in 2007.
I know you're going to. I know.
Yeah, are you going to bring that up? You're going to bring that up? I know he had a bad leg. I know he had a bad leg.
Here lies the reality. Here lies the reality.
You knew I was going there, right?
Our job. Everybody is going there. What are you talking about?
All right, good. I don't want to be a bad guy because I'm bringing it up because I like Tomlinson. I like him.
Yeah, me too. Oh, I love him. And he's a great dude. But the reality is people sit back and say, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa. We've passed this mountain before with LT. And his job, make no mistake about it, his job description is to bring his experiences, his knowledge, and give his opinion to that desk. And that's what he did.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he did. He brought his experience, his knowledge to that, and gave his opinion. So, to me, I can't say, oh, man, you know, that's your thoughts, not right or wrong. That's his opinion. I have a different opinion. But now, you've experienced stuff like that. You've experienced that word being tagged to you when you were physically unable to go.
Mm-hmm.
You knew how that felt. That's, but also bring that experience. You knew how that felt. And if you are, so don't toss out a word like quit or quitting especially when you had the experience of people saying that about you. I remember it going down because I was working. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to say that. I don't know what was wrong. And remember what we were saying. I mean, well, Phillip Rivers is out there with a torn ACL.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
You remember all of that? See, it's not just that they said he quit. They said Phillip Rivers was out there with a torn ACL. How can you be sitting on the sideline with that coat chilling like that? You know what I mean? And I understand it as a football player. Hey, it's no way. Phillip Rivers, all he got to do is drop back and throw. LT got to cut, ding, dang, move. It's a whole different thing if something's wrong with the running back than it is the quarterback. But the mind doesn't work that way. Once we hit quit, a whole new thing comes involved.
Yeah, no, it opens up a different
subject. And all rationale goes out the window. Yeah. It's a different subject in this game, in this sport, because of the commitment that each man makes to all 53 guys that are on that football field that's required to play this game.
Great talk.
It's the dirtiest word, guys.
Yeah, no, I get it. Michael, great talking.
Mike,
we
it's
appreciate
always
it.
A pleasure, bro.
All right, guys. Appreciate it, man. But we will have a great conversation.
We're looking forward to that.
Can't wait.
Two Hall of Famers going at it. They like it.
The great
right,
Michael Irvin here in his weekly spot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.